Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I have an apology to make. I have been for years talking about how shopping sucks. I hate going shopping. I can't stand to shop. I can't stand shopping with people, without people. Every time I have to walk into a store, I go, I don't like shopping, even Christmas shopping. Holiday shopping. I like getting people gifts. I just don't like to shop. I don't like, and it's not even about the money. I just never liked shopping. I like building things. I don't know. So it's not about shopping. And so as a result, I don't shop. So anytime I would have a breakup or something would happen and I would feel sad and my friends were like, let's go shopping. I'm like, okay, let's go get some chocolate fudge or cake. Or a candied apple, maybe. I'll shop for that, but no, I don't want to go shopping. And so I've never done that. I haven't. So when things in my life take a turn, and I feel a little sad, and I get into a funk, I didn't realize that maybe this idea of going shopping is therapeutic. Now, still, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'd rather throw up in my shirt and walk around with it all day stinking up. But I bought a new mic for the studio. Okay? And here it is. It's a sexy looking mic. It's a pretty. So I have this new mic. And I noticed when we were installing it, and I opened up the package, and I don't know if the package, but it came in a little suitcase. That's how you know you have good electronics. They're not in cellophane, but they're in little cases and suitcases. And I'm opening it up, and I'm just, it's euphoric. And I'm, you know, helping it up, you know, and my husband helps set up. We have friends that kind of help with our studio, although I really hate to kind of clean it up a little bit and get rid of the M&M wrappers. And I immediately noticed I felt better. And I'm like, okay, well, that's that whole dopamine rush. That's that whole euphoria that people get. That's why people compulsively shop. But I couldn't wait to go to work today, even though I always love to work, but especially because I had the new mic. And I know some of you are like, well, does that mean the show's going to finally get better? No, it doesn't. Okay, it's just I have better sound quality, but my show is still my show. So if you don't like my show, it does. But I realized that maybe that's my problem. I'm always reusing things. I mean, I'm wearing a Golden Knights jersey. It's a Marc-Andre Fleury jersey. Marc-Andre Fleury was awesome. But, I mean, why haven't I bought a new jersey? Why not have I bought something new? Don't you have to, when you get married, use something borrowed, something new? I think they did that because the women like me borrow or will reuse and rewear. But that something new marks a new time. And I think, you know, from a therapeutic standpoint, you know, I notice my husband is the shopper in the family. And he'll go to Home Depot. And when I go to Home Depot, I feel good. I like the smell. I like the tools. I like the way everything's kind of set up. I wonder if that's what he's doing whenever he's in a rut. You know, we just lost our cat. And it hit us harder than ever because the cat was with us all the time. And I notice he'll go to Home Depot. Now, I mean, that could also be a code for, you know, strip club, but no, he goes and then, you know, he'll buy something small and maybe there is a therapeutic benefit. Now, I've been telling everybody to save money. We got inflation, recession, no, don't be blowing money on stupid stuff. But if you do notice you get into a funk and you want to hit the chocolate or hit the bottle or hit tables or do something that might not be the best decision, maybe that's a great way to get out of a funk. Go to a store, find something that'll make a difference. Maybe it'll change the way the room looks. Maybe it'll be a new tie. Maybe it'll be a new body spray. But I'm wondering if maybe I've been wrong. And I think I am. I think I've been dead wrong about shopping. I'm not wrong about it sucks. I don't like to shop. I still hate the idea of shopping. I just don't like shopping. It's boring. I'd rather do something else. But maybe I'm going to start recommending that. And not so much because I want you to spend money. I don't. But getting something new, changing things up. If you don't like your job, maybe decorate your office. I was at a job where some of the people I worked with I didn't like. And whenever I guess I felt a little down, I would bring something to my desk that would cheer me up. And it was, I think it was a Nemo fish, or I think it was the Dory fish or something. I forgot what I did. Or Bert and Ernie. But sometimes changing things up a little bit is okay. So my advice to you all is, if your house looks the same, if your desk looks the same, if your car looks the same, if your wardrobe looks the same, the closet looks the same, if your body looks the same, and you feel like you're just in a little bit of a rut, then make a change. For me, and I know it's been suggested, I'm going to wax the eyebrows. Yeah, I know that's a long time coming. Thank you guys for the suggestion. Thank you. But yeah, maybe get that new nail polish. Yeah, I've been wearing the same nail polish for 3 years. I don't like change. Yet I get a new mic, and I'm happy as can be. Although, don't make me think about the cat or anything like that, because I'll get it, you know. So the truth of the matter is we all have our ups and downs. It's okay to feel sad at times. It's okay to feel happy. But sometimes the way you have been dealing with that might need a makeover. Makeovers are okay. Now, mind you, getting a new car is nice. Getting a new place to live is nice. Sometimes it's not feasible. So maybe little baby things. And one of my friends is a decorator. And she's like, every time, you know, family kind of gets a little grumpy, she'll change things around in the house. And it helps. Now, to me, I'm horrified by that idea. You're going to move a chair. You're going to move a couch. Where's the cat going to go? You're going to move the cat? Oh, my God. But sometimes that's exactly what they need. Anna, get a new mic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we just spoke about feeling a little down, feeling a little bit in the funk, right? We're going to talk now about stress. A lot of us are stressed. It was Mother's Day, so I've been spending a lot of time with my mother. So I've been stressed, you could tell. But May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And we have some fascinating new developments in how to deal and reduce stress. Now, joining us next is Dr. Peter Stotz, Chief Medical Officer at ElectroCore, to talk to us about some of these treatments. Dr. Stotz, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Dr. Dolly. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Man, well, we appreciate you. We really, really do. So talk to us about the science behind our stress.
Look, I think, you know, Western medicine in some ways has failed us in thinking about we always need to take another pill or another, another kind of supplement or something to that effect, whereas we've actually figured out that stress can be modulated with the electrical nervous system. So it's really kind of a cool advance that we're making. Stress, as you know, affects many of your general health as well-being, as well as sleep disorders and your general sense of mood and well-being. And we now have some new tools in our toolbox to be able to help a lot of people out there by stimulating the vagus nerve. I know you're from Vegas, so not that Vegas, different Vegas.
Mm-hmm. So true, so true. And you have a background. You are the founder of the Division of Pain Medicine at Johns Hopkins University. And so you have seen how it's all related. And the lines might be blurred between pain, stress, or both. Stress can increase pain. Pain can increase stress. And so you know, managing it at the base of it is fascinating to me. And talk to us more about some of the treatments.
Yeah, look, so I started my career, as you mentioned, at Johns Hopkins and became the first implanting anesthesiologist surgeon of medical devices to help people with pain. So it started with peripheral nerve stimulators and spinal cord stimulators. And I recognized pretty early on that we could use electricity to modify various diseases. And the diseases that I was working on at the time was the disease of pain and the disease of spasticity disorders. But as I went on, I thought and I realized that we can control a variety of different symptoms through use of electricity. And what brought it home for me was my son had allergies, and I was trying to figure out, well, what shuts down the lung? What is it that closes the lungs and the airways? And it's actually controlled by the nervous system, the vagus nerve. And that set me off this path of searching for an understanding of what the vagus nerve does, its health, disease, emotions. And I've spent the last 20 years working on that aspect of my life.
Oh, I love that. And you know, you have that story where, you were trying to help a loved one. And as you said, I think we underappreciate the use of electricity. We use it for cardiac treatment. We've been using it for depression. We've been using it for mood stabilization. In fact, there was, I guess, some article that was talking about libido, where they're looking at stimulation of certain female organs to help with loss of libido. So it's an underutilized science. So Truvaga, you have created a modality. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so this is really a 20-year overnight success. I was president of the North American Neuromodulation Society. I saw the effect of electricity on heart function, et cetera. And I really dove in back in 2004 to try to understand how we could optimize health, wellness, and our sense of well-being, sleep, et cetera. And we developed a non-invasive, so non-surgical, no needles, no implants, to stimulate this nerve in your neck that goes to all of the organ structures in the body, to stimulate this nerve to act, to optimize our recovery, our sense of well-being, and relief of inflammation that affects us all. Not recognized by most people that the vagus nerve controls inflammation in our body. And we figured out how to activate the vagus nerve to block inflammation as well.
I love it. So how does it work?
So the body is broken into two different parts, two different nervous systems. The somatic nervous system, which your listeners all know about, you know, those are the nerves that go to your muscles and your skin to sense the nerve, the world. But there's also the autonomic nervous system. And half of the nervous system is the fight-or-flight nerves, the sympathetic nerves. But the other half is the rest, recovery, and relaxation nerves, the parasympathetic nerves. And what we've done is we've figured out how to access the rest, recovery nerves to stimulate them to counterbalance what we have in this world of this, you know, unmitigated, stressful response that the sympathetic nervous system is always in overdrive. And we need to figure out a way to balance that back. And this is one tool in the doctor's toolbox now.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's fascinating because you'll have some individuals where certain things just cause them to reach their limit. And then you have others who seem to be able to plow through. And so the stressors could be the exact same stressors, but there's something else that could possibly help these people. How does a person get treated? How does it work?
So the true vagus system is something that's now just an electronic device. It's something that people can go to truevaga.com, TRUVAGA.com, learn about the vagus nerve, and just can acquire the device without a prescription. And that's really a great thing. You know, we've been working in this space for 20 years and recently created this device that's really an electronic device and not a prescription device. And that's a great step forward, I hope, for people suffering with emotional issues and want to improve their health and wellness.
Oh, I think it's fascinating. What other advice do you have for patients to control stress and reduce it?
Well, let me just, I should have answered this a little bit differently first, but, you know, the device is actually 2 minutes on in the morning and 2 minutes on at night. So while you're doing your oral hygiene, you know, brushing your teeth, you can get your mental hygiene as well. But this is not the only thing out there. Of course, there are a lot of things that we should be doing to improve our health and wellness and improve stress. And those are things like meditation and yoga. There are a variety of different strategies that are tried and true that are out there. This is a quick biohack, if you will. 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes in the evening. That would supplement what you're doing anyway with exercise and good diet and avoidance of alcohol and those types of things that can really optimize your health and decrease your stress response.
And it looks like, you know, the device, people could do it while watching TV. Look, it looks in the pictures, one woman is currently, you know, working and able to use the device. How do they apply the device?
So it's a pretty simple thing. It's about half the size of a small cell phone. One places it with a little bit of conducting gel on each of the little metal pads, places it over the carotid artery. That's the pulse you feel in your neck. Places it on, turn it up until you start to feel your lip pull, and then it will just turn itself off after 2 minutes. And that's what I call a dose. That's one dose, and just you can do that really whenever you want. You carry it in your pocket. You can do it if you're feeling anxious. You can do it prophylactically or, you know, in the morning and in the evening, help you with just your mood and general sleep ability. And it's a pretty simple, easy thing to do. It's kind of like a digital drug.
It's brilliant. And, you know, this could hopefully maybe help us combat the benzodiazepine pandemic and, you know, a lot of the medications that people are using for stress. This is, I think, it's fantastic. And Dr. Sotz, you and your team, God bless you. So coming up with something like this, I think is brilliant. I think it's going to save a lot of lives. It's going to help decrease a lot of pharmaceutical use. And I see big things for it. In the final 30 seconds, anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I would say the final thing is this being Mental Health Awareness Month, you know, take some time for yourself. You know, we're always in this constant overdrive of stress, always in this sympathetic overabundance. It's important that whatever you do, you just take a couple of minutes for yourself. Relax, counterbalance that sympathetic overdrive. Yep. This is one tool that could be in your toolbox.
Yep. www.truvaga.com. Dr. Sotz, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks, Dr. Dahl. I appreciate it.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DocDahlia.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Productive is the word President Biden used to describe his meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy yesterday. But today, McCarthy told Republican colleagues they are nowhere close to agreeing on a budget and debt ceiling deal. A 19-year-old from suburban St. Louis is, according to the Secret Service, the person who crashed a U-Haul truck into barricades at Lafayette Park across from the White House last night. He's under arrest and will face a long list of charges. New home sales are up for the fifth straight month. They're up by 4% year over year, ending in April. Have we seen the last of LeBron James on a basketball court? In the moments after his Lakers were swept out of the NBA playoffs, he said it's possible.
I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. Just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball.
James has said he wanted to play one day with his oldest son, Bronny, but that would be about 2 years away. Bronny James will play this fall for USC. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend your life. All right, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one reason why I was a little nervous about the way we did things during COVID, and I might not have used the proper terminology until I saw the term today, is I was worried that we would have blown it, we would have lost enthusiasm from the average person. We have another health outbreak or another public health crisis, and we bring up vaccines. The average American is going to tell us to go blow it out of our peritoneum. But the word I probably needed to use was overstretched. And I think America, especially from a healthcare system and a infrastructure, is overstretched. Now, the World Health Organization needs more money. They say they are overstretched. Their mission is to manage the world's health emergencies, make sure everybody has access to health care, be at the forefront of any pandemic trying to stave it off. World Health Organization got a lot of criticism for where were they when COVID was leaked from a lab in August of 2019. But they do amazing work. It just, they, you know, might have dropped the ball a little bit on the COVID crisis and what was happening in China. But they need more funding. They need more help. They say they're overstretched. And they're anticipating, because of climate change, there's going to be more floods, more earthquakes. There will be, sadly, more pandemics, more emergencies. But if they're overstretched, and they're the World Health Organization, and they get funding from everybody, I'm looking right now at America. I'm looking at our border hospitals. I'm looking at my city's hospitals. I'm looking at the number of medical providers. I'm looking at our medication shortages. I'm looking at the pricing of medications. I'm looking at how inflation, people are starting to skip things because they're trying to save money, so they're going to skip on their health. I think we are set up for an absolute disaster. And if another pandemic wants to come in and take advantage, this is the right time. So we need to get our acts together. So from the World Health Organization, they say the program is overstretched as demands have only grown in the multiplicity and complexity of emergencies. I kind of disagree. I think they've been getting all this money all this time. I mean, we've had tuberculosis, cholera, Marburg, Zika, Ebola. Now all of a sudden they're overstretched. I think it's because somebody, did a job review and said, you know, you guys were supposed to be doing this the whole time. So now they're stepping up to the plate, just like with the IRS. This is why we had to pay for, 87,000 new IRS agents. Because somebody asked what the current IRS department was doing and said, you know, you're supposed to be doing X, Y, and Z. What the hell are you guys doing playing solitaire? They're like, well, we need more money and more staff. So now all of a sudden it's costing all this extra money because of a growing number of health emergencies. We've always had multiple health emergencies. It's just now the World Health Organization is so at the forefront of all the media attention that they have to look like they are always on it. Now, I am surprised how they've been able to manage it. We could see they aren't managing it. What happened with COVID was a cluster and a seventh. They did a good job stepping in, but we want the World Health Organization to prevent it from getting to pandemic stage. That is one of their jobs. Once it's a pandemic, yeah, thank you for your help. But your Red Cross is there for us when there's an emergency. But it's not Red Cross's job to prevent the emergency. And the World Health Organization can't stop flooding or can't stop earthquakes, but they can help with preparedness. They can help prevent lab leaks. They are the ones that are supposed to be overseeing the labs. So I think there is more they could be doing. This is why they're stepping it up. They said they're looking at COVID-19, cholera, Marburg, the earthquakes. So they need more funding. On Monday, they approved a new budget, including a 20% hike in their mandatory fees. So while we are giving the World Health Organization more money, what are we doing on the America front so we're not overstretched? How are our hospitals doing? Well, if you look at the average hospital, especially the South, they are inundated. And they're inundated by people who aren't paying. Whether they're migrants, whether they're asylum seekers, whether they're Americans, we have people not paying their bills. The bills are too high. Their diseases are so far advanced that it is costing thousands upon thousands of dollars to keep them alive and get them back on the street and, you know, back home and working and doing things. We don't have a lot of people working to the degree that other countries do, so we're not having a lot of tax dollars go into the system. We have many medication shortages. And as we spoke about, some of these medication shortages are heparin, epinephrine. These are medications we need in the hospital. We are currently not in a pandemic state. We are currently right now in a regrouping time. This is the time where we should be, you know, tuning up our ventilators, building extra hospital beds, training more staff, more nurses and respiratory therapists and pharmacists and doctors and dentists. This is the time where we should be stepping things up. And this is definitely the time we should be promoting preventative health. And is the average person going, yeah, let me get my cholesterol looked at. Let me see how my kidneys are doing. Let me check my diabetes. Let me see how my lung function is doing. No, I don't see any sort of mass push for people to get physicals. Right now, we need to lower our health care dollars. Your deductible is higher. If you do go to see the medical provider, it's $40, $50. But if you go to telemedicine, it'll be cheaper. And we're missing some very important opportunities to get our poop together, get our act together. And I worry that we're getting complacent. We did so much damage with the way we politically manage COVID that if any health official says they're from the CDC or Dr. Fauci's office or any physician for that matter, suggesting, you know what, we might want to get our vaccines now, they would tell us to go blank ourselves. In fact, I have been told to go blank myself because I had suggested that somebody get their shingles vaccine or when the flu vaccine comes out or if they're due for a COVID booster. So if the American public is ready to tell us to go blank ourselves and we are outstretched, this is deadly. And so any, you know, in peacetime, and I don't know about you all, but whenever we had a busy season we would always get slammed on Fridays and Saturday nights at the restaurant that I would be working at. So then when it got quiet, we had downtime. That's when we cleaned the menus. That's when we stocked up on our condiments and our food supplies. That's when we did any extra training. This is the time right now, people. This is the time right now that everybody needs to get their act together. And we're coming into summer. So you can't tell me, well, my doctor is everybody there has flu and pneumonia and colds and I don't want to get sick. It's summertime. If there was ever a time for you to go to the medical provider to get your physical, it's now. And how many of you have scheduled appointments and set that up? How many of you have set up your dental appointments? Is anybody getting their teeth cleaned anymore? You should be at the dentist at least twice a year. And yes, I'm going to make my appointment too because I know the enamel's wearing off. I see it. But we need to get our acts together. If the World Health Organization is overstretched, you know we are. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Academy Award winning Jamie Foxx, from what we understand, is still recuperating, doing better, but there have been many questions surrounding what happened to him. And as much as I think every person should have privacy as they go through any sort of medical issue, that everybody should have any sort of privacy they want, I understand how with celebrities it is fans feel like they should know. And when you have somebody in the public eye, there's all this anticipation of a movie coming out or a show, or they're streaming and they're podcasting and they're very omnipresent on social media. When they're not there, fans feel like they have a duty to know what's going on. And so I'm really mixed because in the media, when things happen to a public figure, whether it's political, celebrity, sports, I get asked a lot of questions about that. And just saying, well, it's none of anybody's business, it's none of anybody's business, that doesn't help. And when I start to see the conversation go another way, I feel like that I need to say something. And I started to hear the conversation about Jamie Foxx go down a path that I didn't think it should. When people had said he had a medical complication, the first thing people thought was overdose. And I'm like, no. The daughter or the family member said he's now awake and responsive. Why are you thinking overdose? Why aren't you thinking stroke or heart attack? So I didn't want that to be the narrative. Then the narrative also included, well, he got the COVID vaccine. I don't know if he got the COVID vaccine. But at that point, although I really feel like everybody deserves privacy and medical issues and personal medical issues are not, to me, should be headline news, I get how Jamie Foxx has a lot of fans, and I also get how people could take the conversation the wrong way. So when a doctor's asked, what do you think's going on, I had said, look, it could have been a stroke, could have been heart, but my guess is if he's recuperating and doing rehab, was possibly a stroke. Well, the headlines blew up today because Mike Tyson on a podcast had suggested the same thing. Except he had said on the PBD podcast, he's not feeling well in terms of Jamie Foxx. They said a stroke. I have no idea what happened to him. So he didn't say Jamie Foxx had a stroke, but by him talking to the other podcasters and being in the celebrity world, they said he had a stroke. To me, it does make sense. He's only 55 years old. He was working on his latest film, Back in Action, where he was rushed to the hospital back in April. Sources had said he was awake and recovering, to me implying that when he had the episode, he was not awake, possibly unconscious. So to me, I would think heart, stroke. You could also think seizure. And yes, you would. There medical emergency, pharmaceutical issue. But to me, I thought, unfortunately, somebody who's healthy, looks like he takes care of himself, I was thinking more along the lines of stroke. Then his daughter, Corrine Foxx, reassured his fans he was fine, out of the hospital recuperating, thanking them for all the prayers and support. And this is something that I think the family wanted privacy. And they tried to have that privacy, and they didn't get it. And then when people start to think the worst, she, who's been very, very prevalent in the media and in the entertainment world, came out to say, look, he's okay. In fact, I think she suggested that he was playing pickleball. Reports followed he was at a rehabilitation facility to aid his recovery that did specialize in stroke recovery. And so I'm not shocked. But if we're on the subject of stroke, and I'm not saying 100% that's what he had, Mike Tyson hearing about it, it does hold some validity, but just based on how these things can happen and just the terms awake and recovering, and then if he is in a rehabilitation center, that would signal stroke to me. But I'm not saying that's what he had. But I don't know if you realize how common stroke is. Every 40 seconds, someone in the U.S. has a stroke. So if I've been speaking for, how many minutes now? We've had at least probably 10 or 12 people have a stroke since I started talking about it. Every 3 minutes and 14 seconds, somebody is dying of a stroke. Which means we've already had possibly 2 people die. Every year, 795,000 people in the U.S. have a stroke. 610,000 of them are first strokes. They had to say that because repeated strokes can happen. When one person gets one stroke, they can have multiple. So people say, well, that's 795. Some people have 2 or 3 at the same time. 610 were new virgin strokes. So a stroke is when an area of the brain doesn't get proper oxygen and blood flow. You could have an ischemic stroke or a hemorrhagic stroke. Ischemic are more common. That's where most of the time you have a clot. Impedes blood flow to part of the brain. 80% of all strokes are ischemic. It's kind of like a brain heart attack. Brain tissue is deprived of blood and nutrients. Heart can be fine, but the brain is not getting the blood it needs. Plaques from arteriosclerosis can break off, travel to smaller vessels of the brain. Now, there are hemorrhagic strokes. These are less common. This is what FDR had. You can get that from high blood pressure, cancer, which we think he had both, melanoma as well as high blood pressure. And the bleed prevents blow because it's seeping outside the brain tissue, not getting into the brain. It's outside. And so signs of a stroke are weakness on one side of the body, loss of balance, numbness, slurred speech, vision issues, headache, facial droop. Usually we will see the symptoms on the contralateral opposite side. So we can identify where the stroke is based on where your symptoms are. So we need to address stroke fast. And so if, God forbid, you are noticing a loved one text odd or speak slurred. Okay, yeah, sorry. A lot of us are trying to find our words these days. Facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulties. The acronym FAST helps you remember that. FAST is for face drooping, A is for arm weakness, speech for speech difficulties, and then T for time. We call that FAST. Just call 911. Do not mess around. And so E, we've added now faster. Actually, they changed T from time to talking. T stands for talking if somebody has slurred speech, and now S stands for stability. So they've changed it. So the original FAST is what we've always learned. Now F is for face, A is for arms, S is for stability, T is for talking, E is for eyes if somebody has visual changes, and R is react, telling you to react. Call that. So the previous one, T for time, R is react. Don't worry if you don't remember all these. Just if you think somebody has any of these signs, you got to get them immediately to a hospital. Call 911. Risk factors include high blood pressure, history of stroke, diabetes, family history of stroke, cardiovascular disease, abnormal heart rhythms like atrial fibrillation, smoking, drugs, obesity, inactivity, clotting disorder, sleep apnea, being older than 55, and African Americans seem to be at higher risk than Caucasians and Hispanics. Men seem to be more affected than women, even inflammatory bowel disease. So how do we prevent strokes? Avoid drinking, drug use, tobacco products, control blood pressure, sugar and cholesterol. And if you do have it in the family or high genetics, make sure you're being followed by a medical provider. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.